The workshop today is an invitation to cross the mist to Avalon, to drink deeply from the chalice well, to be in that place where two worlds intersect and overlap. And I have on the walls behind me the two symbolic images that will most closely describe in visual terms something of the nature of the experience that I hope you will have with me in the next day and a half. Over here is the image called the Vesica Pisces, and it is the image that is on the wellhead of the Chalice Well in Glastonbury, the theme image for this workshop. And the wellhead image of the Vesica Pisces is comprised of two overlapping circles. Those two circles can be whatever is important to you, that is the overlapping of the two important realms in your lives. It might be the right brain experience of the timeless image creating, musical receiving, nonverbal part of yourself with the left brain with its verbal, linear, analytic ability to process experience. It can be the intersection of the feminine realm of the goddess, of the anima, of the feeling aspect of some of you, and the intersection with thinking, with the God, with the masculine realm. For me, it very often is the intersection between the outer world, the world of ordinary reality, and whatever the other world is, whether it be the inner world of the archetypal experience or the other world that one visits and intends to meet when going on pilgrimage to places in Ireland, in England, where the sense is the other world is so close to the real world. For all of you who have had some experience with your own dream life or with synchronicity, you are much aware that there is an intersection between the worlds that comes through in dreams, for example, that we remember. Of course, we are always dreaming. We have about 6 dreams every night, and we're lucky if we remember one. So we go into the other world every single night when we dream. And if we're lucky, we remember and can recollect and bring it back into the world of conscious reality and muse on it and think on it and make sense of it with our more rational observing mind. But in that intersection between the dream image and the receptive thinking process that receives it, there is the intersection of the two realms. Whenever we have a synchronistic event, it's when we have a powerful inner experience and amazingly some event or person exemplifying that interior state presents itself in the outer world, and there is an intersection again between the two realms. The place of intersection is an intersection of the timeless with time, to use one of T.S. Eliot's expressions. Because the realm of the archetypal world, the other world of mythology, the synchronistic world or the dream world, it has a sense of timelessness. It's nonlinear time. That's why it also can be considered right brain. When we are in that place of timelessness, we intersect it with our observing self of time. And that intersection is where we experience the sense of meaning and eternity. The archetype of the self is, for example, the experience of timelessness. And so I hope during this workshop, not only will my suggestions and images suggest that realm to you, but I also hope that there is enough receptivity here to the experience that you start remembering those times when you also ventured into that place of intersection between the two worlds, because that's the place that inspires and nourishes our souls. And that's also what the image of the well is to be, that to go to the wellspring of what gives us meaning is to leave the ordinary world of logistical time and daily task, and to go inside to be resold, to be reconnected with some deep source, the image of which is often the well. The well that is fed by springs, the well that receives moisture, which is the image of fluidity, of emotion. Whenever people are deeply moved by an experience, there is invariably a quality of moisture. For example, when you are deeply moved by beauty or grief or love, it may bring tears to your eyes. And so there is the wellspring of tears. Whenever you are carrying new life in yourself, as a woman, the new life floats in amniotic fluid. And that new life was created when the spermatic fluid of the man came through a vaginal canal well lubricated because of the emotional connection in that act. And so intercourse, when one is moved naturally, is full of lubricant that the body provides. Again, whenever we have an emotional experience, when we are often in our bodies really working at something, we may sweat. There's hardly an experience in which we are embodied, in which we are embodied and moved and affected by what we are doing, that there isn't a sense of actual body fluids emerging like a wellspring, expressing, moisturizing the experience. And the whole image of the wasteland, which is the image of depression, and in the idea of the grail, when the king is wounded and has a wound that will not heal, it is a wound to his creative area, his genital area. And until that is healed, his kingdom is a wasteland and nothing will grow. And when the goddess Demeter is grieving for her daughter and goes up into her temple to grieve and mourn and not do anything, nothing grows on this earth. And there is again the wasteland. So the wasteland experience happens to us whenever there is no real moisture, whenever we are cut off from the springs, the sources, the movement, the feeling in ourselves.